Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Reddit erotica.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platforms, go over to Patreon where we do this every week.
Right, meow.
Right, meow.
Do it.
Or you can keep on hanging out with us once a month.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. No pressure, no pressure.
And this first one is from Entice_erotica, and it's called, I filled in as Princess Leia at a Star Wars party, ended up getting really filled. And the tags are female 43, male 38, fancy dress, quickie, cum, milf, dilf.
Oh, hot dad, hot mom.
Yeah, cool. Power couple. Also, I love that the tag is fancy dress.
I know.
Maybe it'll be relevant. I don't know.
Fancy dress.
Kev pleaded with me again, please, Sally, it'll really help if we have Princess Leia, too. We have Vader, but it feels like something is missing. We need a good guy, too. The boys will love it. Joe had an outfit you can wear. You'll look great in it. Kev was a friend from school. Both divorced with six-year-old boys. We had both become close, but there was never a romantic spark between us. Joe was his ex-wife. I didn't relish the thought of wearing one of her old fancy dress outfits. Why did he still have that anyway? Let me get this straight. You're having a party at my house because the venue canceled at the last second. Now you want me to dress up as fucking Princess Leia too? Yeah, the audacity.
Yeah, I would say fuck off. No. Yeah.
I can't believe you haven't seen Star Wars. There's something wrong with you. Look, I'll make it up to you. Take you and the boys out. Buy you enough wine to last a year. Please, I know the boys will love it. Fine, I sulked, taking a gulp of wine. Go easy on that. The kids will be here in half an hour. I'm gonna put my outfit on. I've left yours in the kitchen. He left it in a hurry and went to the downstairs toilet to get changed. I walked into the kitchen and picked up a hideous-looking wig with wrapped-up bunches on the side. I frowned as I picked up the white cloak. What the fuck kind of princess was this? Okay, I understand not seeing Star Wars, because I've never seen Star Wars, but you know what fucking Princess Leia looks like?
Yeah, I feel like everyone knows at least the main characters.
You know she wears the buns?
Yeah, she has the white outfit with the belt in the middle.
Yeah, you get to be Natalie Portman, I'm pretty sure.
Ow, ow.
Wait, is that Princess Leia? Is that Natalie Portman? You know what? No, that's Padme, right? I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't come for me.
I don't know.
Sighing deeply, necking the rest of my drink and pouring myself some more, I grabbed the outfit and headed upstairs to get changed. I looked at myself in the mirror and decided the cloak was quite flattering. I decided to lose the bra for a more seamless look and went with a white thong so my underwear wasn't revealed. This is a children's party, ma'am.
Yeah, I was about to say. Didn't she just say the kids will be here soon? Why do you need to look like that?
Yeah, she's going braless with a white thong for a children's party. All right.
She's trying to look good for a hot dad.
I took a deep breath and put on the wig and burst out laughing. I felt quite silly, but the wine had taken the edge off. I padded down the stairs carefully, trying not to trip over my long white robe. I felt ridiculous in this wig and was already bright red and sweating. I cursed Kev for making me wear these in the heat of summer. The sounds of laughter and boisterous playing got louder as I walked into the garden. I paused for a second at the chaos before me. Kids were everywhere, lots of them fighting each other with these light-up sticks and shouting, "No, I am your father." You know those are called lightsabers.
Come on, girl.
She's willfully ignorant.
I mean... She's just pissed off, so she's like, whatever this is.
A large figure wearing all black and a mask came out striding toward me. Princess Leia is here, look. Kev's voice boomed out as he put his arm around me. The kids all stared at me in awe. Appreciative woes and wows echoed around the room. I smiled and scratched underneath the wig, suddenly feeling self-conscious. Even more unsettling was the amount of dads that had their eyes on me. I was suddenly aware of the fact that I was the only woman here. But the feeling of embarrassment and awkwardness ebbed away slowly as I realized I was enjoying the attention. Who was this Princess Leia?
Oh, girl.
She clearly had a way of mesmerizing guys. They all looked at me as though they were in a hypnotic trance. It had been a long time since any guy had looked at me, even if it was in a silly outfit. I had been on precisely one date since I had gotten divorced a year ago, and it was a disaster. I vowed to concentrate on my kid and avoid men for a while, but I found myself feeling something I hadn't felt in a long time, confidence. I smiled and crouched on the floor to talk to one of the boys. I noticed an attractive dad smile at me as I chatted away. He looked as though he was going to come over when Kev called me away to help in the kitchen. The party was a hit. The kids ran riot outside and messed around with Vader until it was finally finally time for them to go. I closed the back gate behind me as the last boy left, feeling relieved but also happy the party was a success. Cheers, Sally. You were great. Real hit with everyone, including the dads. Kev winked at her. He was always on at her to go on a date. No problem, Kev. I actually quite enjoyed myself, I said. But shit, look at this place. I sighed, taking all the mess in. I know. I'll help tidy up, Kev offered. As you should. This is her home you destroyed.
Yeah, you are the one that hosted the party there, Kev.
I'll pick up a few things. No, why don't you take the boys out somewhere so they're out of the way? Cinema or something. Are you sure? Yeah, it'll be quicker that way. Okay, thanks, Sally. I owe you a glass or two. And the rest. The boys and Kev left and I sighed, wondering where to start. I laughed as I realized I was still wearing my outfit, wig included. I admitted to myself I actually quite liked it. I recalled the way the dads looked at me and grinned. A gush of cool air filtered through the kitchen and I undid the tie on the robe, closing my eyes as the cool breeze hit my semi-naked skin. The thong I wore became more exposed as the wind blew harder. I was about to take the robe off when I heard a noise from the garden. Hello? I hugged the robe around me and stood at the open patio doors looking out. Why would you just whip your titties out? I don't know. It's her house. It's fine. It's fine.
Also, the way you said hello, it reminded me of that vine of that girl getting water poured on her face.
Hello?
Yeah. Well,
a classic.
I would definitely like grab my robe and like cover myself and be like, hello.
No, she, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Sorry to intrude. I was looking for my son's lightsaber. He left it behind and is distraught without it. He wandered around the garden distracted, searching for it. Aha, here it is. He picked it up and looked at me. My heart raced as I realized it was the good-looking dad from earlier. I hadn't seen him before at the school drop-off or pickup. I definitely would have remembered him. His eyes glanced downward as the breeze caught my robe to flap open slightly, flashing a bit of my bare leg. I was about to cover myself when something held me back. I had a nice pair of legs. Why not show them off?
Okay.
Go, girl.
Yeah.
No problem. Glad you found it. Is he here? Your son? I looked around. No, I dropped him off at his mom's after the party. We're not together anymore. I grinned, wondering why he felt the need to tell me that. Because he wants to fuck you, girl.
Yeah, you're half naked.
And Princess Leia.
And a MILF.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not with Zach's father either. I smiled at him. It's really peaceful now that everyone is gone, not compared to earlier. I laughed awkwardly, aware that I was talking faster than usual. He smiled at me. His knuckles turned white as he gripped the lightsaber. An awkward silence followed. There was a new tension in the air. My cheeks burned as I became aware of just how attractive I found this guy. It's Chris, by the way. He came closer to me and reached out his hand. I put out my own hand. Sally. As I released my arm, a huge gust of wind blew open my robe, fully revealing my white thong and a hint of my breasts. I laughed, biting my lip, feeling my nipples harden at the sudden exposure. Chris's face turned red, one hand still gripping mine, the other holding the lightsaber. My heart pounded in my chest and a new longing took over. Alongside the ever-growing confidence, there was something else I hadn't felt in a long time. Desire.
She's gonna fuck this dad.
Right here in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So are you gonna show me how to use that or what? I asked, surprised at my own words. Oh, you just press the button and it comes on. He pressed the button and it made a humming sound. No, I didn't mean that. I meant that. I glanced down at his crotch. Chris was so obviously hard. Oh my god.
Wow, she is confident with her newfound confidence.
She is.
She's like, I see you got a fat boner.
Show me how to work it.
Yeah.
We stared at each other for what felt like decades before he leaned in to kiss me. The kiss was hard and deep and he pushed me back toward the kitchen. Before I knew it, the robe was on the floor and he had lifted me up onto the counter. My breasts fell freely and I tilted my head back, surprised at how free I felt exposed to this new and exciting stranger. He paused a second, taking me in, looking as though he wanted to devour me. I arched my back, giving him an invitation. He wasted no time sucking and licking my hard nipples. I rested my hands on the counter, not caring, I was knocking plates and various items onto the floor. I went to remove the wig when he stopped me with his hand. Leave it on, please. Yeah, this is a fantasy for him for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I smiled at him, amazed at the power of this princess. Fuck, you make a hot princess, he said, peeling my panties to the side. I exhaled at his words, feeling sexy and lusted after for the first time in years. I was shocked at how soaking wet I was as he shoved two fingers straight inside me. I groaned as he fingered me hard, rubbing my clit expertly with his thumb. This couldn't be happening. Not now, after I'd vowed to never have sex again. Oh my God, I muttered under my breath as I orgasmed all over Chris's fingers. He looked at me like no man had before, like he wanted to fuck me raw. I opened my legs readily. There was no more denying it. I wanted it too.
Okay, you're gonna say you're never gonna have sex again? You can have sex. Have casual sex if you don't want a relationship.
Yeah, she was what, like in her mid-30s? You're gonna have sex.
Yeah, you are. You're lying to yourself.
He hooked a finger under my thong, moving it to the side and slipping straight into me. I gripped onto his neck, watching him enter me. We both cried out as he pushed further into me. I hadn't felt a cock inside of me for so long, and Chris's felt entirely different to anything I'd ever felt, thick and full. He slid in and out of me. It was deep and rhythmical. We gasped and moaned as he thrust harder and faster. In all the years I'd had sex, I'd never seen a man look at me the way Chris looked at me in that moment. His face was flushed, and he gave me a look of pure lust. Can I come on your pussy, princess? Please, he grunted, getting closer. My initial shock at his words wore off as I saw the level of pleasure in Chris's face, and I nodded enthusiastically. Yes. Chris pulled out and groaned as he shot his cum on my pussy. I gasped as he pushed his cock back inside me and continued to fill me up with his cum. We both moaned in delight before he leaned in to kiss me deeply and slowly. I wrapped my arms around him tighter and kissed him back, returning the passionate teasing of his tongue. I pulled away, smiling. I really need to see what the fuss is all about with this Princess Leia, I laughed. Hang on, you're dressed up as her and you don't even know who she is? Yep, afraid so. We need to rectify this. My heart skipped a beat, relief filling me up as I realized this wasn't going to be a one-off thing. I'm free for a couple of hours now, I said hopefully. We're gonna need a bit longer than a couple of hours. We're gonna need to study her over and over. He smirked at me, leaning in to rub my clit, his cock twitching inside of me. God, I think I love you, I laughed. I know, he replied.
Okay.
I know.
I know you do. Because my big fat dick was in you. And this next one comes from Correct My Grammar, Thanks. And the title is it wrong to be a slut? And the tags are female 20s, male 20s, blowjob, female POV, strangers, deep throat. All right. I didn't know you. How could I when we've just met? But I knew I had to have you as soon as my eyes laid on you. It was wrong. Wrong on so many levels. Mom and dad didn't raise me to be a girl like this. Yet it was as if my body was being driven with its own desire. I had finished up my drink and was already making my way towards you as soon as you sat down. I don't know what got over me. This isn't normal for me. This isn't how I act with every guy, I swear. You probably didn't believe me. I could tell from the look in your eyes. Hurt. But that didn't stop the lust that had built up within me. I know my friends would say that I was acting like a slut. Maybe I was, but that didn't stop me as I followed you back to your apartment. I should have asked your name at least. Maybe sent a friend my location. This wasn't safe, but I wasn't in my right mind. Or maybe I'd finally built up the courage to face myself, be true to my real self. Or maybe I was just horny. It's not easy being always a modest girl raised in a conservative environment. You know what? I feel like it would be hard to be raised in that environment.
It would. It would.
Let your puss out.
Yeah, let her hang free.
Yeah. My past self would be ashamed how lewdly I kissed you back as soon as our lips met, sucking back on your lips as if they were my lifeline. Oh, and then I felt it, your hand on my breasts. You didn't hold back as you groped them firmly. Ah, I never thought I could make a sound like that as your fingers dug deep within my flesh. You weren't holding back, were you? Not after seeing just how eager I was for you. Maybe I was helping you be true to yourself as well. I let out another audible cry when I felt your fingers pinching my nipples. It hurt, but it also felt good, in a way I hadn't expected them to feel. You should be ashamed of yourself, I heard a whisper in the back of my mind. Was it my own voice, or was my mind just repeating my mom's words in my own voice? I didn't know. I didn't care. You pushed me back further into your little apartment, guiding me towards your bed. I giggled as if we were old lovers and not complete strangers. I watched as you stepped closer towards me. The bulge was very obvious in your pants as you reached towards my dress. It was a fancy dress, an expensive one. I had bought it just for tonight. Is this the fancy dress tag?
No, this is a different fancy dress.
Yeah. Also, our last story mentioned nothing about fancy dress.
She was in a robe.
Yeah. But in a split second, you ripped it apart, undressing me eagerly as if I were your Christmas present. I didn't mind. No. Instead, I liked the eagerness you showed, as if you wanted this just as much as me. Down. I heard you speak for the first time after we had come into your apartment, and it was a command. command, telling me to go down on my knees while I was dressed in my pink lace undergarment. Such a cliche, rebellious girl, aren't I? No, this is like every girl's experience, girl.
Yeah, everybody has done this at some point in their lives.
Yeah, you silly girl. But it's rebellious for her.
Yeah, maybe she's a virgin.
A little virgin. I smiled, though. Smiled and moved down on my knees, as if this was what I had planned to do from the beginning. Maybe it was. I felt my cheeks burning as the moment of reckoning grew near. I was finally doing this. Ashamed, excited, greedy with lust. My mind was clouded with contradicting thoughts as I looked up towards you and let a small smile come over my soft, puffy lips. You didn't wait as you unbuckled your pants and let it drop down. Oh, the smell. The aromatic smell of your undergarment overwhelmed my nostril.
What? Stinky.
She's like, man, that smells like shit. The smell of masculinity mixed with your sweat. I should be disgusted, but instead it just turned me on further. I had become such a naughty girl. I leaned forward and pressed my face up against your crotch. I wonder if it felt good for you. It did feel amazing for me, though. Feeling the warmth and hardness of your manhood right up against my cheeks. It almost sent a shiver down my spine. Such a good girl you are. It was the first compliment you had given me all night, and only when I had my face pressed up against your crotch. Was it embarrassing? Yes. Did I care about being embarrassed? Not really, no. I was on a high of my own lust to care for pointless things like that. I can't wait to finally meet you, I replied, with an emphasis on you, while my hand slowly moved your undergarment down. Ow.
What happened?
I yelped. Any girl would have yelped if a thick white cock hit her in the face unexpectedly. He's just dick slapping her?
Yeah, I said mushroom stamp.
Gotcha. In hindsight, I should have been prepared, but I didn't expect your shaft to practically bounce out of your boxers while I was moving them down. Oh, I just was excited to see her.
Yeah, boink.
Yeah. I giggled and tried to hide my surprise while my gaze remained fixed on your thickness. You like it? I heard you ask. What a man.
No, I don't.
Yeah, what if you just say,
it's all right.
It's fine. It'll do. Instead of replying back, I leaned forward and pressed my lips right up against your bulbous head before finally turning my gaze up to meet your eyes. I love it. I said as if your mushroom-shaped head was a mic I was speaking into.
Oh my God.
I love it. I didn't wait for your response. I couldn't, as I leaned forward, letting my warm, soft lips gradually envelop your head. You nod your head, and I feel your hand on the back of my head, grabbing handfuls of my blonde hair while my tongue moved in circles around your slit. So good. I leaned back and then went right back to your shaft once again, this time licking it all over from the bulbous head to its root, feeling your pubes against my nostrils as I moved back and forth, coating the entire length in a thick coat of my saliva shamelessly. Naughty girl, I heard you say while I was busy peppering it with my soft kisses, showing the entire shaft again and again with my pecs. I felt your grip tightening around my hair before you pulled my head back and guided my mouth once again to your tip. Take it inside. I heard the urgency in your voice as you told me. Take it inside your mouth. Inside.
Quit smooching it.
I wanted to take my time and enjoy it slowly. I hadn't even gotten the chance to play with your ball sack. But the look you gave me from above, I couldn't refuse. I nodded and parted my lips, leaning forward gradually as I swallowed more and more of your shaft in the warmth of my wet mouth. I let my tongue swirl around your meat. Ew. Okay, I wasn't expecting you to use that word. Feeling its vein popping out as I suck on it, tightening my lips all around your thick shaft. I should be ashamed, having a man's cock whose name I didn't even know. Yet I felt elated, as if this is what I had been meant to do all this time.
She's all, this is my life's purpose.
Yeah, why would you say that? You're not meant to suck a dick. Like, if you want to suck a dick, sure, but that's not your purpose.
This is my whole point for being alive.
Yeah. I felt your hips bucking forward, your grip growing firm on the back of my head as you pushed my head forward. Instead of protesting, I let myself go. I relaxed my jaws and parted my mouth as wide as possible, like a good, obedient slut I was in that moment. I knew it wasn't going to be easy or comfortable overcoming my gag reflex. Each time you pushed your head against the back of my mouth, I was glad that I hadn't eaten anything beforehand. Tears welled up in my eyes as your rod prodded the back of my mouth again and again, sliding down my cheeks along with my mascara as I tried my best to keep my jaws relaxed and parted wide as much as possible. I don't know if something gave in the back of my mouth or if it was just the sheer force of your hand on the back of my head pushing me forward, but eventually I felt it, your thickness sliding down my throat as I found myself moving more and more close to your pubes. It felt odd, the sensation of your ball sack brushing up against my chin, your unshaven pubes pressing up against my nose, all while you held me there, completely attached to your crotch with your shaft disappeared completely in my mouth. I couldn't tell if you were smiling or even looking down at me with how blurry my vision had become. It wasn't easy breathing either. I felt my windpipe being squished from the sheer size of your shaft in my throat, yet I kept sucking, or at least I tried to suck on it, making sure my lips remained slightly wrapped around your rod, moving my tongue over the veins popping out of your hard rod.
Oh my god.
Rod.
Quit saying rod.
Such a dirty whore you are, I heard you say before you eventually pulled my head back. I know I shouldn't be fine with it. I know I should tell you how this is the first time I'm doing this with anyone.
Oh no.
Well, yeah.
Virgin alert.
But instead, all I managed to do was look up towards you and smile widely, as if almost begging you to humiliate me more, accepting what you called me as true. You saw me smile, you saw the look of pure ecstasy in my eyes, and you didn't even let me catch my breath. I feel your hand again in my hair, tighter, firmer this time. I feel the pain from the tension, how roughly you were grabbing my hair, but it just turns me on. Before I knew it, you filled my mouth again with your cock, your thick, hard, white cock that had started to ooze pre-cum.
What a description.
Yeah. Glug, glug, glug. The sound of me gagging filled the room as you started thrusting your cock in my throat again and again. My nose turned red from being squished hard against your pubes again and again. Black lines of mascara running down my cheeks, along with my tears, marked my face. I felt the slaps my chin received from your heavy ball sack each time you drove your cock into my throat again and again. This is what I wanted. This is what I deserved all this time. I'm not ashamed of being reduced to this. Instead, pride filled my very being for breaking free of my conservative shell of modesty. I feel your rod starting to throb and pulse deep inside my throat, feeling your thrust growing wilder with each passing second, realizing just how good it feels to have my mouth fucked like this before you finally push my head firmly into your crotch. I close my eyes as I feel your very being jerk with excitement. Excitement that you were about to unload deep within my throat, sucking in to create a tight suction with my soft warm lips wrapped all around your shaft before eventually feeling it. The thickness jolting violently inside my mouth as you shot ropes after ropes of your thick gooey goodness deep in my throat. Gooey goodness. Ah. I feel you pulling me back, as if not satisfied with just coming down my throat, filling my mouth with your hot seeds, overwhelming my sense of taste with the delicious goodness of your slimy cum.
Ooh.
Yeah, slimy cum.
Nasty.
Never suck a dick again. I loved how it flooded every corner of my mouth, before eventually you pulled your shaft out completely and then rewarded my face with the rest of your liquid. Ropes after ropes as they land on my cheeks, forehead, nose, and even in my hair, before you eventually wiped the last few droplets on my smiling lips. Was I a good girl for you tonight? I hope you'll say I was. The end.
Goodness.
A girl's first time sucking a dick? What a story.
And this next one comes from Open Your Mouth Dear, and it's called Remote Control Wife. And the tags are female 25, male 39, female 35, piercings, remote control orgasm, humiliating a woman in front of a hotter, younger girl.
That's why I picked this story. I was like, what is that tag?
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, it's so thick. Stephanie turned the 6-gauge stainless steel piercing over in her hands. She still couldn't believe she was holding this thing. Her boss's wife's clit ring in her hand.
Why do you have that in your hand?
Also a 6-gauge? That's really big.
That is thick as fuck. Yeah. For a pussy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know what's worse, like getting it done at a 6 or having to stretch it.
There's no way it was done at a 6.
Because piercings are usually done at what, like 18?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's like scary. Yeah.
A month ago, Stephanie had worn a slightly too tight blouse to work. She blushed when her manager's eyes wandered down to the outline of her jewelry. Don't be embarrassed, he had said. I bought my wife one for Valentine's Day a few years ago. Not there, though, he added. Would you like to see it sometime? It's quite special. Stephanie had been too surprised by his openness to fully process what he had asked, and she was already off balance by his calling attention to the visible ring under her shirt, so she was helpless to stop the phrase pushing insistently to the top of her mind from coming out of her mouth, which was, I'd love to. Her hand had immediately gone to her mouth, but all Josh Wallace had done was smile. She spent the next week humiliated, blushing every time she saw him. Her little cracking voice squeezing out, "I'd love to," echoed in her mind every morning when he smiled at her across the office, and it echoed in her head every evening when she slid her hand down into her pants. Josh Wallace was perhaps 10 or 15 years older than Stephanie. Brown wavy hair, tallish. He was a mid-level manager in their little staffing firm overseeing her team and a few others. Stephanie had known him to be a gentle, fair man. The idea he would take his beautiful wife to have her clit pierced was difficult to think about. Pictures of them stood displayed on his desk and shelves. She was smiling with her freckled cheeks and long dishwater blonde hair from the various green sun dappled settings through the years. But all Stephanie could think of was the thick, shiny ring between her legs. When he called her in today, she wasn't sure if she was going to be fired or molested or... "Close the door," he asked her when she came in as he dug in his pocket and tumbled the piercing into her hand. "It vibrates," he said, "when I tell it to." It was still warm from being pressed against his thigh. "Let me show you," he said, reaching across the desk with a white cable. "This is her old one. It hasn't been charged in a while." Josh magneted the end of a silver USB cable to the metal in Stephanie's hand. It pulsed with a subtle vibration to signal it was charging. It felt like almost nothing in Stephanie's palm. "It's very gentle," she said, imagining it would feel differently somewhere more sensitive. Every 3 or 4 seconds, the vibrations pulsed again. "This is the old model. The new one's a bit stronger," Josh told her. "It has to be to hold the mechanism and the battery." "How does she take it off?" Stephanie asked, not seeing a break in the solid little ring. Josh wagged his phone at her. "You can unlock it from the app, or I can unlock it from the app. There's a little magnetic lock inside," he said, "but essentially, you never need to take it off. You can leave it on to charge. It only takes 4 or 5 hours. Stephanie gulped. 4 or 5 hours of this thick ring gently pulsing? Does it hurt?" she asked. "She's used to it. It distends her a little bit. It's what they call a triangle piercing." Stephanie pictured it in her mind, looped behind her clit, pushing her little nub out from under its hood, leaving her in a state of perpetual exposure.
What? I feel like getting that pierced would, like, make it less sensitive, you know?
Because it'd be exposed to the elements.
Yeah, it's just poking out.
I don't know. This is wild. "I can get her to send you a picture if you want," Josh added. Stephanie drew in a staggered breath and shifted in her seat, somehow again surprised at his openness, squeezing her thighs together under Josh's desk. She was trying to hide her arousal, but her face was flushing. Josh smiled. "Oh, I mean," Stephanie stammered, trying not to say, "Yes, please, oh my God." What she managed to say was, "So she just does anything you tell her to?" "Well, that's the beauty of it. I really don't have to tell her anything." Josh laid his phone on the desk between them and tapped a dark red heart app icon to show her. On the screen appeared a list of commands. "Come, sit, remove your shirt, blindfold yourself." The list went on and on. Each one of these is a pattern of vibrations, a short buzz and a long buzz. 3 short buzzes, you know. It took her some training to learn them, but she's quite obedient now. She does all sorts of tricks. Oh, so she has to do, like, Morse code from her pussy?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Also, he's making her sound like she's, like, some fucking robot. Yeah.
And also, this girl just, like, wore a shirt where you could see her nipple ring, and now you're showing her your wife's clit ring?
He's like, "Oh, my wife has a piercing.
You want to fuck?"
Yeah, twins.
Josh scrolled down the long list, pausing at, "Bring me a drink." "For example, this one, we just programmed this one. 3 long buzzes and 2 short ones. It repeats until she's within 3 feet of me, and the app hears me say, 'Good girl.'" "Oh my God," Stephanie coughed again, trying to cover it with a giggle. Josh scrolled up a bit to an entry near the top of the list called, "Just thinking about you." "I like this one. It's about 3 minutes on and off. It starts gently and gets more energetic at the end. I trigger it to let her know I'm thinking about her." "Sweet." Josh tapped the command and it started to pulse, corresponding to the vibrations it was sending right now to his wife's piercing. "See, we can watch her. This is her heart rate." Josh pointed at the little pulsing heart in the corner of the app with a steadily rising number next to it. "And this is her GPS location." A little dot showed her in the middle of an office complex across town. He's tracking her?
Yeah, and also if my husband was just telling some bitch at work this, I'd be like, privileges taken away.
I'd be ripping that clit ring out.
To be turned on at unknown times, I know some people love that, but oh my God, for me, I don't think I could do that.
The anticipation.
Yeah. You're
like, oh my God, is it coming? Is it gonna happen soon?
I'm like, I work in the medical field and I'm with a patient and it just turns on. Ah, no.
Stephanie watched it breathlessly. The little blue dot on the GPS map quivered in the middle of an outline of the building. Stephanie imagined the freckled woman similarly quivering in her cubicle. Stephanie wondered if she was on a phone call or talking to a colleague. The pulses of the command started slowly, a gentle pink on the screen. As time went by, eye, the pulses sped up, and the tone changed from light to redder to dark red. They could both see his wife's reaction as her heart rate rose, fell, and rose again as the vibrator pulsed, paused, and increased. They sat for a long quiet moment when the program was up. The GPS dot hadn't moved. Stephanie imagined the woman clutching the edge of her desk and trying not to moan. She had half a mind to tap the command again. Does she enjoy this? Stephanie panted. Josh sat back and smiled. In reality, he wasn't really sure. He certainly enjoyed it. He remembered how their marriage was before. Arguments, power struggles, and she was so sour. Once in the middle of a squabble, he had told her, "Babe, you just need to come."
Good God.
The look on her face. I'd do anything for a husband who could make me come. She'd meant it as an insult, but it turned out she was telling the truth. Josh smiled at Stephanie, remembering all that, and it gave him a mean idea. "Well, why don't we ask her?" he said. Josh tapped the "call me" instruction, a short and long buzz which would increase the intensity until she complied. A moment later, Wifey showed up at the top of Josh's phone. He tapped speaker. "Hey, sweetie," Josh answered. There was a pause. "Josh, am I on speaker?" Her voice sounded clear and intelligent, if a little haggard and wary. "Yes, you are, babe." The "call me" instruction was still pulsing as it sent instructions to her piercing. Is someone else there with you?" "Yes, babe, Stephanie. Remember I told you about her?" Josh glanced at Stephanie and smiled. "The pretty one?" "Josh, please don't do this now. I'm so busy today." The "call me" command on the app was flashing a darker red now. She's like, "Oh my God, I don't have the time for this."
I know.
"You see, Stephanie, the command isn't considered complete until it hears my dear wife answer the way she was taught." "Josh, please," the phone speaker said. "See, I answer the phone and say hello, and she is supposed to say..." Josh paused to let her respond. The "call" command was flashing even faster now. Through the phone speaker, Stephanie and Josh heard a subtle whimper as they watched her heart rate rise. And then quietly, "Yes, sir." The command finally stopped pulsing, but the heart rate stayed high. Josh glanced up at Stephanie across the desk, whose heart was likewise pounding. "See, that wasn't so hard, was it?" She didn't respond. "We just wanted you to know that we were thinking about you." After another pause, she spoke. "We?" "Well, yes, I was showing her your old piercing and Stephanie was curious what it looked like on you. And I was telling her that you might send her a picture." "Oh, no, don't. I couldn't," Stephanie stammered, but Josh smiled and interrupted her. "Don't mention it. My wife would love to send you a picture of her piercing," Josh said, clearly and insistently. "Wouldn't you, honey?" On the app, Josh pressed and held a command that said, "Say yes." "Josh, no," came out of the phone. Josh was still holding down the "say yes" command. "I can do this all day, hon." Another pause. "Okay, okay, I'll send a picture," she relented breathlessly. Josh let go. Yeah, he's abusive.
Yeah, that's not cool.
"She wears a skirt at the office for just this kind of thing," Josh reassured Stephanie. A moment later, a text showed up on the phone, and Josh clicked it to show a pic, shot up her skirt with her panties pulled aside, of his wife's slick pussy. Nestled in the red, wet folds of skin was a thick, shiny, stainless steel piercing looped under a swollen clit. Stephanie gasped now and stared. Over the course of the conversation, her hands wandered down between her own legs, and even though she didn't realize it, she was pressing the piercing clasped between them against her own moistening cunt. "Oh my God, babe, did you just come?" Josh chided her. "No," she answered meekly. "Are you lying to us?" Stephanie and Josh watched his wife's heart rate rise. "You know what I do to a lying girl's mouth, don't you?" "Yes, and you didn't just lie to me. You lied to our new friend Stephanie, too." Silence. "Stephanie, would you like to make my wife confess?" Stephanie looked up at Josh across the desk cautiously and almost involuntarily nodded. Josh scrolled down the app to a command labeled "confess," and Stephanie blushed even redder than she had before as she touched it. It blinked an angry red 5 times in short succession, followed by a pause, then 5 more times. His wife lasted 2 sequences before she mumbled, "I'm sorry, I lied. I'm a lying slut."
Oh my God.
The button kept blinking red. "She's trying to be quiet at work," Josh explained. "Sweetheart, the mic didn't quite catch that." 5 more blinks. "I'm a lying slut. I'm a lying slut." Louder this time until the command was satisfied and a heavy breathing sound came from the phone. Josh gave her a moment. "Good girl. More breathing. You're busy. We've taken up so much of your time already," Josh said. "There was just one more thing. You've already had so much fun today, but poor Stephanie here hasn't. I think we should have her over tonight. Let's say 8? Josh raised his eyebrows across the desk at his younger colleague as if to ask if that was all right with her. Stephanie seemed suddenly uncertain, but Josh scrolled to a command labeled "beg" and tapped it. "My wife is always such a good hostess. She'll do anything at all to make our guests happy, won't you, dear?" The strength seemed to have left his wife's voice as the command on the app pulsed. "Please, please, Stephanie, come over tonight." This poor woman.
I hope she's fucking someone at work.
Seriously, I hope you're cheating on your husband.
Please, I'll let you do anything to me. Stephanie hurried to respond. Oh, okay, yes, I'll come, okay. Josh smiled. How many guests have we entertained since we got married, dear? 134 men, she answered quietly, and 73 women. Wow, has it really been that many? You are such a good wifey. She knew the answer to this. I'm not a good wifey. I'm a good whore. The end.
Oh my God. Your husband sucks, dude.
Yeah.
But like, cool. Go off.
I want to know if these things exist.
I know.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. And we hope you come back next week.